I'm Edward O'Brien. Vietnam veterans probably remember stand-downs, those safe retreats for units returning from combat duty. According to American Red Cross Armed Forces Coordinator Ben White, these stand-downs
represented a time in which you brought the troops back to get them, you know, showered up, resupplied, gave a couple days off to kind of regroup until they put them back in the field.
White is helping organize the 10th annual Vets for Vets stand-down this week in Great Falls. It will bring together people and groups who want to give aid and comfort to Montana veterans who've fallen on tough times.
Social Security representatives are going to be there, job service, psychological addiction counselors, medical services, physical therapy counselors. You get haircuts, some food, and also we have some blankets and some supplies for them for our homeless veterans as well.
According to Deb Cattell, there are roughly 60 to 70 homeless veterans in the Great Falls area at any given time. Cattell is director of the Great Falls Area St. Vincent de Paul Society, which has just opened a new transitional housing program called Grace Home. It will house up to 10 vets at its renovated Fifth Avenue facility. She says there's no way to neatly categorize Montana's homeless vets. For instance, she mentions one local Vietnam combat vet named Nick,
who had some brain trauma while he was serving in the military and some really significant PTSD and still living under a bridge.
But in the same breath, she also talks about
younger men whose marriages have fallen apart, who are homeless because of finances and just unable to take two steps forward in their lives without feeling overwhelmed by everything else that is happening to them.
The president and CEO of the Great Falls Chamber of Commerce, Brad Livingston, sees the same thing. He doesn't think any one military generation is more vulnerable to falling through the cracks than any other.
Life is tough, no doubt about that. Some are conditioned to adjust to that, and others, you know, it takes them a little bit longer.
Livingston spent 41 years with the Montana Air National Guard before retiring as a brigadier general.
I do think that the military structure is a little bit different in the fact that it is, I wouldn't say rigid, but there's that expectation. So when you move back into the non-military world, structure is not always in place. And I think for some people, that is difficult to adjust to.
Livingston thinks a military town like Great Falls is acutely aware of veterans who, for whatever reason, cannot adjust to civilian life. He points to the new Grace Home Transitional Housing Program as proof that the community cares and is willing to do something about it. Mayor Bob Kelly sees it that way. Last spring, he announced Great Falls would join a national campaign called the Mayor's Challenge to End Veteran Homelessness. Participating communities work to combine local, federal, and nonprofit resources to address the problem.
We've got some former homeless vets that we're funding to go out in a vehicle and develop trust relationships where the homeless veterans are. They know them. They've been there. And help bring them in from the cold, literally, and help them navigate the bureaucratic nightmare that these guys can go through as they try to enjoy some of the benefits that are readily available to them but may be difficult to grab for the very first time.
Kelly acknowledges there's no quick fix. He says coordinating local, state, and federal agencies is sometimes akin to herding cats. What's more, St. Vincent de Paul's Deb Cattell says housing is only one part of a very big problem. There is also mental health and substance abuse treatment, skills training, employment, and transportation issues to consider. That's a lot. But for now, at least, Ben White of the American Red Cross and also a member of the 120th Air Wing just wants to offer local vets who are down on their luck a little break from their problems. Another stand down.
They deserve that. This two-day event is like, thank you. Thank you for your service, and let's get you back going again.
The 10th annual Great Falls Vets for Vets stand down runs from 10 to 5 this Thursday and Friday at the Montana Expo Park's Mercantile Building. Similar stand down events will also be held in Libby October 1st and October 6th in Havre. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.